Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf. Share sponsor Olui Nishmas Sam Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Nuches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings that Rabbi Noah have a kametzayin ma'aroso. He would go and he specified and put a sign of where the caves are, caves of Kvura. And it says Kimat Me'arto De'Avram. The Gemara says a story what happened when he came to Ma'aros Mechpele where Avram Vino is. The Rashbam here explains that he went in order to prevent people from becoming Tomei. So his mitzayin, he made the sign, where is the cave, in order for people not to become Tomei. So Mashmah over here, the even Ma'aros HaMechpelah does spread Tumo. And this brings us into a sugyo, which is negiah to a few places in Shas. Do tzaddikim cause Tumas Meis or not? The start of this discussion is from the Medrash in Mishlei, Perektet Pasuk Aleph, has brought down over there the story that Eliyahu Novi went to tell Rabbi Yeshua Garsi, that Rabbi Akiva was Nifter. So he went to him and said, you should know Rabbi Akiva is in jail, the Beis HaAsurim, and he died. So they went to bury Rabbi Akiva, and Eliyahu Novi came and helped them. So they told him, Eliyahu, aren't you a Kohen? You're not supposed to be Metam Lameis? Says Eliyahu, Chas v'shalom ein tumo b'tamidei chachomim ve'af b'tamideim. There's no tumo. There's no tumo in the tzaddikim. So the Medrash is saying, l'chor, the tumo smei is not to get the tzaddikim. And this leads to a big machlokes we're showing him. Is this Medrash reliable? Do we rely on it l'aloch? Toises bo metziah dafkuf yudal, it says no. Even though the Medrash says the sentence, it is t'chia be'almul. Eliyahu Novi didn't actually mean that there's no tomb of tzaddikim. The real reason Eliyahu Novi, it was Mishamish, Rabbi Akiva, he was considered to be a meis mitzvah. But mitzad, dini, tomb of space, of course it's tomb of space, even by tzaddikim. On the other hand, the Ramban, in beginning of Parshas Chukas, he brings that tomb of space comes be'et yoy shel nachosh. It comes because of the aveiro, the Mauritian that brought about Malach HaMovis. But the ones that die b'nishika, the ones that die through the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them out, and not et yoshel nachash, so then lo yitamu min adin. And that's why tzaddikim einu mitam. The Chinuch adds another knetch to it. And he says like this, he says that the goof itself is mishtekek, he desires bad things. The only reason he doesn't do always bad because the neshama is in the goof and holds on the goof for doing something bad. So that's why, once the Adam dies, once the neshama leaves the goof is only desired for bad, and therefore it causes tumah. Says the Chinuch, but a tzaddik, that overcame the desires of the goof, and he was mekadesh the goof. So by him, even when the neshama leaves the goof, there's still no tumah. So the Chinuch goes like the Ramban, that there's no tumah by tzaddikim. And the Chasam Sefer, and the Torah Sumoisha over there, and Zoyes Chukas HaTorah, he explains the sheet of the Ramban, and he says, that's the pshat based on what Chazal say. Zoyes Chukas HaTorah, Odom Kiyomus Be'oil, Kolaboy Lo'oil, so Chazal Da'ashen, in Divir Torah Miskaimim, El B'mishem Meimis Atzmoy Aleo. Someone who's Meimis Atzmoy, meaning he gets away from Olam Hazeh, so then he has a Kiyom in Divir Torah. What the Pasuk continues and says, Kolaboy Lo'oil, what does it mean, Kolaboy Lo'oil? Anybody who does not get away from the oil, he enjoys Olam Hazeh, so he causes tumah. So a tzaddik who did not enjoy Olam Hazeh, he doesn't cause tumas meis. The Peiras HaShulchan, which is written by Yisrael Mishkeloiv, the Talmud of the girl, he brings raya that a meis, even tzaddikim, cause tumah, because from our Gemara says there are benos mitzayin the me'arto of Avraham Avinu. So you have a raya brew that even Avraham Avinu causes tumas meis. But the Yavetz and Bo Metziah Dapeyem Udbeis, regarding the Gemara that says over there that Rish Lakish was also Mitzayin Ma'arato, he says, of course, the Ovis don't cause Tumah. And the reason why they did it Tziyun is not because of Tumah, but because people should be able to come and daven on the Kivrei Ovis. Different than the Rish Bam by us. And you may know that's the reason there's a Tziyun, not because of Tumah. One other question that's brought down on the Shita that says that Tzadikim Na'amitamim, the Peyas HaShulchan brings it, is also brought down the Avnei Nezer. And Yeridah Simon Tav Samechvov. Then he says, we know that what was the tumor of the people that couldn't do Pesach, had to do Pesach Sheni? The Chazal say, the Noisei Aroin Eshel Yosef. They were carrying the Aron of Yosef, a tzaddik. And therefore they became Thomas. So you see clearly that tzaddikim do cause tumor. So Avnei Nezer wants to answer, he wants to say like this. It depends how a person dies. If a person dies a natural death by Malach HaMavis, then he causes tumo. As the Rabban says, that's called Et Yoshel Nachash. So unless he died B'mitas Neshiko, as the Rabban said, if he died a regular death by Malach HaMavis, he causes tumo. But one who was murdered, who was Neherak, not by Malach HaMavis, but by a human being, so there, most people will cause tumo, similar to what the Chinuch says, he brings the name of the Zoyar, the Neshama leaves the goof, so then the tumo connects to the body. But tzaddiki do mikadish the goof, so then they don't have that issue. So Yimele, Zog Davrinez, the Maskara is like this. People will die natural death, everyone causes tumo space, even tzaddikim. If they were murdered, then there's a difference with tzaddikim and not. And that's why Yosef at tzaddik, who died naturally, he does cause tumo. Rabbi Akiva, who was murdered in Kiddush Hashem, he does not cause tumo. There's a small peek into this sugyo. Anyone want to join Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.